very, very strange psukim. We're banshan the psukim, we're trying to understand. The psukim themselves are very strange, especially if you're learning Chafetz Chaim. The Torah is about the mitzvah zayis. Okay, the Ramban apparently brings a machlokes. Some people mean it's referring to the whole Torah, but the Ramban says it's referring to tshuva. Okay. Mitzvah of tshuva, based on the Ramban, learning the Ramban. It's not too far and niflays and far. It's somehow within the Shamayim. Leimar miyado shamayim of any kachenela, the yishmeno zanasa. They have to go up to the shamayim to get it. They have to cross the ocean. Kikarav elach adar ma'oy b'fichal avav chalasos. So the pasuk is saying it's a very, you don't have to, the pasuk, I don't think anywhere else in the Torah, that the Torah is coming lafuke from a havamina. Right? There's a havam here. You had a havamina that this mitzvah is rechaykehi, b'shamayim, behavior the yom, right? Now, I don't think it means literally you thought that you had to go up to shamayim physically and get it, but these are metaphors. In other words, you thought that it's tshuva is some kind of impossible thing. It's like climbing Mount Everest. If you want to get shamayim, tshuva, you got to go up to shamayim. Who can do such a thing? Or it goes, you have to cross the ocean. Who? Miyavor? No, no, it's impossible. No one can do that. The answer is, so it is cinchi. Right? Very strange pasuk. In that, because we grow up in yeshiva, and we always know that you're supposed to have a minimize the machloikis between the havin and maskana. Right? That's the site. Here, the pasuk is saying the havamina is, a tshuva is impossible. Amish impossible. Okay, you have to be able to cross the ocean and climb up to Shamayim, which, okay, maybe Kemat, no one has ever done. Miyada, who can do such a thing? The answer is, no big deal. So I want to try to understand, based on reading the Ramban, how the Ramban learned the Havinas Kana. But well, I'll read it inside. I can request to read it inside. Simple pshat in the psukim is, before we read the Ramban, because I think it's from the Ramban that's not right pshat. The simple pshat is, you look at the Keser Rosh in the bottom. Keser Rosh is from Rav Chaim Volozhin. He says in Kuf Lamed Aleph, Tshuva Atzmus, basically doing tshuva, al pi dina de gemara, if you want to be yotzei the basic din, without all the hidurim, drabana, and minhagim, whatever, just the bare bones din of tshuva, which is basically the main thing. Benika Allah says, easy. Hainu shehigra b'daitov shoyoshri kisahoyd. You just make up your mind, you won't do anymore. Umiriris alev, there's a hidur, you have to have this tremendous charata, is the yes to say, that's extra. Okay. Anyway, so what I thought when I first read this Ramban and the Pasuk, I thought that the simple pshat is that the Havamina thought, everyone knows that the definition of tshuva is charata over kapoa hasid. Even in the Havamina, we knew that. The Havamina thought, yeah, very nice, but those are impossible things to do. How in the world am I supposed to get charata ha'avar and kapoa ha'asid? It's too hard, which is, I think, many people will say such a thing. It's too hard. And the pasuk, the maskana is, like the Gra says, like the Chafai Velojan says, is nikau. It's not so hard. It's easy. It's easy to have that. Okay, that would be what I think is a simple shot. But let's read the Ramban inside. I got a request to read the Ramban inside. And then let's see if that's what he's saying. Okay. So he says, I have to read it. Okay, that's that was a pause before. That really shouldn't have been, that was a mistake to be included in this. It's the middle of the previous sentence, which I guess whoever photocopied this made a mistake. Okay. So he's saying that what was going on before, that was talking about before. Ava mitzvah hazayis, can it starts from here. But the mitzvah hazayis, when it says in this pasuk mitzvah hazayis, ava tshuva nizkaris, it's referring to tshuva. Why? Because before it says ki v'yashrois out of avecha, that was in pasuk aleph, v'shavta Hashem elokecha, talking about tshuva. Shemitzvah shisavo sanas nazas kein. In other words, this pasuk yud aleph, ki mitzvah hazayis, is referring back to pasuk aleph and pasuk beis, which was discussing the mitzvah tshuva. In other words, the pasuk is ambiguous. It says ki mitzvah hazayis, and it doesn't say which mitzvah. So it's somewhat unclear. So the Ramban says it's going back to pasuk aleph and pasuk beis, which is discussing lashon tshuva. V'nemar b'lashon habeinoni. Okay, this is a little bit hard word. Beinoni means neutral, ambiguous. Not a clear, it's not written clearly, the psukim. Lirmos, in order to, that you can read the pasuk in a dual context. You can read the psukim in a dual way. So the mirames, behaftachos ki osa darios kein. In other words, the pasuk is not only telling you that it is easy, but it's written in a way that it also can be read in a way that it will happen. You know, it's like a statement. The pasuk meant is it's an information. It's informing people that isn't do tshuva because it's not so hard. But there's a secondary reading in a derech remez that saying that it's almost like a nevuah that it will end up that people will do tshuva. And Hashem is informing us of the future, that people will be tshuva. So it's like, it's not just that Hashem is telling you it's not so hard, but he's giving us the encouragement that I'm telling you is going to happen. Okay. That's really not nogea to us, but just another way how Hashem is almost like people were discouraged from doing tshuva. So the pasuk has a dual meaning. One, it's saying it's not so hard. And it's second, they're giving us a haftacha that don't worry, it's definitely going to happen. Okay. Fatam lomer. But what's basically what the pasuk's trying to say? If you're going ahead, meaning if you're going ahead and you're scattered in Arbakavos Ores, and you're in Golis, so you would have some kind of havamina, that because you're in Golis, in some far corners of the earth, in South Africa, who knows where you are, in Las Vegas, in Miami, okay. So tucha, you would think you can't go ahead and do tshuva. No, tucha lashon Hashem, you can still do tshuva. Why? Ki ein adaver niflav rakam imcha, because it's not something that you can't be done. Rather, karav elachom oyin, that's also, it's close to you to do. B'chol eis b'chol makom, in every time and every place. Right. So what it sounds to me, and we'll just see maybe in another line more clear, but he's saying that the Havamina is not, like I said before, that you can't do it because it's hard to get the feeling. Because it sounds like here that the Havamina is that I can't do it because I'm far away, because I'm in Nidacha B'Kseha Shamayim. I'm in the middle of the Goyim. I'm in Golis. And the chiddush is b'chol eisa b'chol makom. It's not, see, the way I said it, the Hamina knew that you could do it b'chol eisa b'chol makom, but they felt it so hard to change your heart. But he's saying, well, it sounds like that. No, the Hamina was that you're nidacha b'kseh ha-shamayim, you're b'yad ha-go'amim. You thought you can only do it if you're in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, if you have the Beis HaMikdash. But b'chol eiz b'chol makom, how can I do it? Okay. And that's where they said v'zeh tam b'fichah levav kol asoiso. That's what the pasuk is saying, meaning you had this havamina. In other words, if you learn pshat again, the same again. If the pshat was that it's hard because I thought that I can't, it's hard to change your heart. So by saying b'fichah levav kol asoiso, you're not telling me it's easy. Because but my Havamina, it's hard to change your heart. But what the Ramban is saying is the Havamina was that it's hard because it's not in my Havamina is it's not enough in the heart. You need to bring karbanis. You need to do all kinds of things. You need to go to the Beis HaMikdash and daven in Yerushalayim, the Kotel 40 days, and I don't know, bring all kinds of karbanis, who knows what. So the Baldik says, no, you can do it anywhere. Beficha levavcha. You don't have to go to the Kotel. You don't have to bring karbanis. Beficha levavcha nasai so. How do you do beficha levavcha? She is vada. This way, how do you do tshuva? Now he tells you how to do tshuva. She is vada. It's avon avos abiyat b'fiem. You verbalize that we and our father sin. V'yoshuva b'leviniba me'o Hashem. You go back to tshuva. Okay, as it says in the pasuk, okay, so that was just to read the Maramakal. So basically, what the shmooth I wanted to say was that many, many people do not do tshuva on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. Some do, many people do, but many people don't. The reason why most people don't is gufa because of this pasuk. They think it's too hard. It's hard. Can't do tshuva. It's hard. So we usually, to go ahead and to counter that argument, we quote, there's a mabit, it says there's partial credit. So okay, you're right, doing tshuva. You can do half tshuva, quarter tshuva, a third of the tshuva. You know, whatever it is. But that's not what the pasuk is saying here. The pasuk is saying, no, the real tshuva is not hard. Now, why do we think it's hard? So, I think it's true. It's not what the pasuk is saying, according to the way I'm reading it. People think it's too hard because people think it's hard to change your heart. Obviously, if the pasuk is telling you it's easy, the pasuk is telling you that it's not so hard. Right, that's this. It's in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Don't." I'm saying the pasuk, the havamina in the pasuk is not because it's hard to change your heart, because your havamina was it's hard to climb Mount Everest. But what's the answer? No, you don't have to climb Mount Everest. You just have to change your heart. But if changing your heart is just as hard as climbing Mount Everest, then you didn't tell me anything. So the pasuk is obviously saying all you need for tshuva is to change your heart, and that's not hard. Like the Kesser Rosh said, Beferish. Nikolosis. So the first very, very important yisoid that you see from this pasuk, whether that was a havamina or not, is not mukhro, but it's definitely my havamina. And the pasuk is telling it's wrong. And the Kesser Rosh says it's wrong. That when people think, when you go over to a person or to ourselves, and we ask ourselves, why aren't we doing a full tshuva? You think, well, it's very hard. You're lying. The Gros says, the Chai Veloshen, give me call the Gros, the Chai Veloshen says, B'nika losets. It's easy. It's one of the easiest things in the world. And the Pasuk is making a point that it's easy. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying it's not so hard. You don't have to climb Mount Everest. It's karavan acha adaver ma'oid. Ma'oid, right? It's karav ma'oid. That's what it's saying. It's so easy. We see people find it hard. There it is. It's easy if you're motivated. You got to get yourself motivated, right? The person, many, many people, they spend years and years trying to lose weight. And they say, I can't lose weight. I can't. Can't, it's so hard. I tried so many diets. I know it's impossible. And then lo aleinu, the guy gets a heart attack, and the doctor tells him, you're lucky. If you don't lose weight, you'll probably get another one very soon, and that'll be the end. Next thing you know, he loses weight, no problem. Right? So when you're motivated, it's easy. It's hard when you're not motivated. Yeah. But it's not intrinsically hard. You just if you would be motivated, it would be easy. So the Rav Chaim Lajan says that. It's nika losay. So one chiddush that the pasuk is saying, I'm not sure whether I don't think the Torah, I don't know if the Torah wrote it for the purpose of a chiddush, but the Maisa, for us, it's a chiddush. The pasuk is obviously saying, and Rav Chaim Volozhin says it's beferish, that we should realize it's relatively easy to do, not quasi tshuva, partial tshuva, a little bit of tshuva, partial credit. You can do mamish tshuva. They talk about being yotzei dina de gemara. That means all aspects. And that's relatively nika. The second thing you see from the way we're reading the Ramban, that there's a second reason why we don't do tshuva. It's not just because it's hard to change the heart. There's an axiom in the Bawi Musar that if there was a havamina that great people had in the Torah, then it's almost guaranteed that we have that havamina. So if the Torah is saying, if Moshe Rabbeinu or the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is talking to Dor Dea and says, you got this havamina that you think that Loba Shamayimi, and I have to tell you that it's not true. So the axiom is, as many shmu like this, that obviously we have that same Havamina. I mean, there's a reason why Dora Midbar had that Havamina, because that's the pashtus assumption. And obviously we're not smarter than the Dora Midbar. So that means that one of the reasons why people don't do tshuva is because they don't really believe that tshuva works. People think, if you want to do tshuva, I did this terrible avera. Well, I'm just going to say sorry and do vidui and then it's forgiven. Can't be. How do you go ahead, Mr. Sharm asked this question, how do you go ahead and undo the past? I murdered someone or I did whatever I did. But now it's just going to go, it didn't happen, but it did happen. So the mentally, apparently, that the pasuk is saying, people cannot grasp. The normal human, it's difficult for him. I don't think it can't. That tshuva of b'tficha levavcha works. People think that if you want to do tshuva, you got to climb Mount Everest. You got to go ahead and fast 55 tanesim, and you know, and give go ahead and torture yourself and roll in the snow and give you go ahead and you know, be parish. You're not never going to eat any food for the next 50 years. And I don't know. You know, that's the conception. If I have to undo, I have to torture myself and give myself Gehenna and ever. So the pasuk is telling you, according to the Ramban, no, you don't have to climb Mount Everest. You don't have to do all these things. All you need is what the Rav Chaim Volozhin said, or what the Ramban says. You just need b'ficha levavcha. That's all. So that means there's a very nice, before Rosh Hashanah, a very nice yesod in this pasuk, that we don't do tshuva, practically speaking, to some extent, or maybe we do tshuva, but people who don't do tshuva, I don't want to say we don't do tshuva, Baruch Hashem, we do tshuva, but there are people who don't do tshuva because they think it's too hard. There's two reasons they think it's too hard. One is some people, which I don't see it from here, maybe, but I say, some people say it's too hard to change your feelings. This is who I am. Can't change my feelings. And some people, these are the people that the Dor Dea are saying, is that it's not going to, you know, I'm not going to get forgiveness just by changing my feelings. I'm going to have to go ahead and give them to do who knows what. I'm going to have to go do all kinds of tortures. I'm going to have to go ahead and do all kinds of things to get kapara. And that already is too difficult to do. And the pasuk is telling you, the maisa, that the maisa tshuva is, when motivated, it's relatively easy. Because all you have to do, Hashem doesn't want anything. It's called makom b'chol eis. You don't have to bring karbanis. You don't have to go ahead and dive into the kota 40 days. You don't have to roll in the snow. It's b'chol makom b'chol eis. In a split second, you can do tshuva. The Gemara says that a person's, the Gemara is a famous Gemara, that a person's a Rasha Gomer, and he goes to Mikayesh and Isha, and he says, Hareyat Nukudeshes al Tanai Damitzad Gomer. So we're Cheshesh the Kedushin, because it's possible that he did tshuva. That second, in 1 second, he can go from a rasha to a tzaddik. He didn't do anything. He didn't bring any korbanos. He didn't do anything. So the first yisoid is that I think that, you know, I thought of is that we have to hear that it's not so hard to do tshuva. Not hard. That, and we have to realize that we have a, I suspect in the back of our minds, we have the havamina that the chazan, that the Dorodea had. That, tshuva is not going to work. How am I going to unroot the past? So we have to have emunah from the Torah. We have to be mechazek the emunah that tshuva does work. Pasuk says it works. Pasuk says that even without any great anything else, just this tshuva, it works. And we have to be said with Fresh Rav Chaim Volozhin that tshuva is. It's an easy to do. It just change your heart. That's not so hard. Okay, that was my first point. One thing is another few little points. The Ramban, when he's describing how you do tshuva at the end, says some very interesting things. Says, "Shayizvada es avoyna ves avoyin avoysam." You say vidui. Vidui includes also charata. Everyone says, because vidui, it just doesn't mean meaningless saying the words. You say vidui means you have to feel bad about it. So vidui means you have charata and you're averis and your father's parents are averis. V'yikablu aleihem v'asoysa l'doiris. And he quotes a pasuk. Ato banecho. So what it seems that a part of tshuva is not just ourselves in a vacuum. Part of the charata is to hear that we are a continuation of our parents, and we have to get proper kapara. We have to be misvada for the averis of our parents. Doesn't mean our parents, grandparents, because we're all one unit. Christ was all one unit. That itself, I don't know if people know. You know, there's a question. People ask a question, and we say some of the viduis, especially people who say the vidui of the chidah. He mentions all kinds of averis. I never did those averis. So the usual answer is that you think you did it, but you probably did on some dimension, some way. Also, maybe your next neighbor did the avera, and you could have stopped him. So, but according to him, it's very simple, because you're also being misvada and the averis of your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, all the diaries, because you're a continuation. You're not living in a vacuum. He says you have to be misvada avonim, there's avon avosa. But the bigger chiddush is that you have to also make a kabbalah. V'kabbalim atorah la'asoysa l'diaries. In other words, it's not enough when we make a kabbalah that I'm going to be a tzaddik, I'm going to keep the mitzvahs. We have to make a kabbalah. Part of our kabbalah is that I'm committed, that I'm going to ensure that all the dairis means obviously my children, and I think it also means harbazasar, that it's a feeling that I'm committed, that I'm going to make sure that future dairis, that's part of the tshuva process. Part of the tshuva is you have to have a commitment to the future diaries. It's not, that's I think it's a shtick of chiddush in the Ramban, that people do not, that one of our, that when you have to make a commitment of kabbalah wa'osin, so part of the kabbalah wa'osin is a commitment to the diaries. Okay, that's point number two. Point number three is I have a question, which I don't, I'm not going to spend much time on it, is that the Ramban says, Sheyizvadu, what's tshuva? Sheyizvadu es avoyna ves avon avosam b'fiyam. Okay. Now that probably includes charata. Okay. That's vidui and charata. Because otherwise he doesn't say anywhere charata. It's left out. So you have to say, right, that's charata. The Yashuvu B'Livavam El Hashem. Now, what is that? I don't know. The Kabbalah Aleihem HaTorah L'Asod HaDairis. So, he has three things. He has Vidui, which is talking about, I think, Harata. Yeshuva b'levam is not charata. So there's vidui, which is vidui and charata, okay? Something in the middle, and then kaboa in the future, right? I always thought that tshuva is three things. Charata wa over, kaboa wa osin, and vidui. He got here an extra thing. V'yashuva l'vivam. You look at the Keser Rosh, he said b'feirish. You have charat, the first in Kuf Lamed. What's tshuva? Midiraisa. Charata. Aziva sachet belev shalem. Kaboa abo. What's this middle? Charata is I feel bad for the past. Kaboa abo is I'm a kabo of the future. So what's aziva sachet belev shalem? Isn't that included in charata or kaboa? Like this, I have charata on the past and kaboa on the future. Like, what are you sticking in here? Aziva sachet belev shalem. That's charata wa avar and kaboa wa asin. Anyway, it's a good question, but we'll talk about it maybe at a different time. Okay, shikaya. Get a different schmooze.